The Waterfall. After several long days of rain in the hinterland of Australia, the sun was at last shining. The gloomy days were over, and the sun radiated in all its glory. All the animals of Australia crept out of their hiding places and bathed in the warmth like there was no tomorrow. Everyone, the marsupials, kangaroos, and koalas, and even the dingoes, looked forward to the upcoming long, beautiful, sunny, and warm season in Australia. Now all the animal friends were thinking about how to spend this lovely day. Everybody wanted to do something fun and exciting. Then, a kangaroo had the idea to jump over puddles with his friend, the elephant Bruno, who had just returned from a visit to Asia. Kangaroos can jump very elegantly and without much effort. The elephant was thrilled by the idea and could hardly wait for the kangaroo to teach him how to leap over all the puddles the rain had left behind. They set off, and the kangaroo hopped over the first puddle. Bruno thought,
"Whoa, this looks like so much fun. I bet I can do it too."
He took a running start and jumped with all his might over a puddle. Well, sort of. Splash. Oh dear. He landed right in the middle of a mud puddle. Somehow, he lacked the kangaroo's elegance. Elephants are the largest land animals in the world and, of course, much larger and much, much heavier than kangaroos.
Oh no! Look! I'm all dirty.
The elephant cried to the kangaroo, dripping with mud. The kangaroo did feel a little sorry for the fellow, but suddenly had a wonderful idea. There was a big and beautiful waterfall not far from the puddle. It winked at Bruno and said,
"Don't worry, Chubbs. Back there's a nice big waterfall where we can get you all cleaned up."
They set out, with the kangaroo leading the way and Bruno, the elephant, trotting excitedly behind. When the two friends finally reached the waterfall, they could hardly believe their eyes. The waterfall was so beautiful. Crystal clear water of the brightest blue flowed directly into a pool surrounded by the most colorful flowers and exotic plants. It was the most wonderful waterfall the two friends had ever seen. Bruno, who did not want to admit that he was a little afraid of water, was not all too keen on jumping into the pool. The kangaroo realized this and whispered in his ear,
"I'm here with you. You don't need to be afraid. We can go in together."
He took the elephant by his long trunk and gently led him to the edge of the fall. Timidly, the elephant first stretched his right leg under the stream of water. Soon, he realized how good the water felt and how it was just the right temperature. It was refreshing and cleansing at the same time. He found the courage to stand completely under the water. It felt lovely as all the mud and dirt from the puddle washed off his big body. Bruno found the sensation pleasant and wonderful, and he had the feeling that the water had cleansed him completely. Spick and span on the outside and rid of all troubles, worries, and bad thoughts on the inside. The entire mess just flowed off and out of him.
Away, away with all the dirt. Away, away with all the mess. Away, away with all the dirt. Away, away with all the mess.
He trumpeted loudly with his trunk. The kangaroo saw how good the shower was for his friend and how happy it made him. He suddenly also wanted to take a shower under the beautiful waterfall, and so he hopped into the crystal clear water right next to Bruno. Together they sang merrily.
Away, away with all the dirt. Away, away with all the mess.
They both had a grand time and felt completely liberated. All the bad feelings and thoughts that sometimes plagued them were gone. They felt clean both inside and out. What a wonderful sensation.
Let's come back tomorrow, okay?
Asked Bruno the kangaroo.
Of course,
answered the kangaroo.
And the day after tomorrow, too.
Of course, that day, too. And do you know what? Tomorrow we will bring all our other friends, the koalas and the dingoes, along with us. They are sure to love it here, too. And we will have even more fun all together.
Bruno loved the idea and said,
Great idea, kid. Tomorrow we can bring everyone with us, and then they can also stand under the big, beautiful, and crystal clear waterfall and feel just as good and free as we do today.
That is exactly what we will do, my friend,
said the kangaroo.
Let's now spend a nice day here in this beautiful place.
Then the kangaroo suddenly splashed the elephant from top to bottom.
Help! Help!
Yelled Bruno. And so the two friends played all day until the sun in Australia slowly set and their coats were quite wrinkled. With heavy hearts, they left this marvelous waterfall and made their way back to their family. All the romping and frolicking had made them both very hungry. On the way home, both were looking forward to their dinner and telling everyone about this unforgettable day. But most of all, they were thinking happily of the days to come when they would be able to play with all their friends in this beautiful place.